music. Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports. Music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day.
What up, y'all? Check out another episode of Sports and Music with Smoke Pigger. Doing it big out here in Los Angeles, California. We out here working super, super hard and thankful at the same time from the man above. You know, first, before we go on, you know, I'm sure you guys heard about the explosions yesterday at Boston. They're calling it the finish line bombing, which is something that disturbed us as Americans, man. You know, and our prayers and our thoughts go out to those people, of course. It sucks that it had to happen that way, but we're thankful that things didn't go as bad as they possibly could, you know. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the family members and those who were hurt in that incident. It's really discouraging to see something like this happen in our country, to where we're trying to unite every single day. But, you know, we got to continue to pray and keep moving. So, just a moment of silence for those people out there in Boston. All right. We're back. Sports and Music with Mo Egger. We have a special show this afternoon. We have the great super producer, Needles, who's produced records for Bruno Mars, 50 Cent, etc. We have the up-and-coming talent, Ladell Hart, who's a good friend of mine, who's is doing really well. You know, he's got some new music out. You know, me and him have worked together on previous projects. He's on a couple of songs on my album. He's on Sting Pink Gators. He's on Everything Official, and he's on 31. And he's really doing his thing, and I'm proud of him. So shout-out to Ladell Hart, a.k.a. Jig. You don't want nobody to call him Jig no more, but that's my homie. But, you know, once again, you know, I want to be able to tell you guys I'm actually nominated for Independent Music Producer of the Year for the Entrepreneurs on the Move Award. I feel really good about it. It's awesome. Awesome to know that some of your talents are being recognized. And it's a process. You know, we out here going hard in L.A. We working hard. You know, we're trying to build a foundation and move towards something great. You know, we're taking advantage of the opportunities that we're blessed with. We're using things as platforms to be able to reach other endeavors in our life. So, you know, that's what it's about, expanding your brand and continue to get better. We out here getting it. So I definitely need you guys to continue to check out the website, themoeager.com. That's MOEAGER.com. And I need you guys to stay tuned for the Easy Way Broadcasting website that will be coming soon. And that's going to be awesome, you know, once you guys get a chance to really, you know, just check out all the great shows we have. You know, we got some good shows. We got Easy Show is great every Friday. We have Shane Sparks Show that's awesome. And, you know, Mr. Rosman Show every Sunday. So, I mean, we have some really good things going on. And I'm happy to be able to have some of the supporters that we've had thus far. You know, in this short period of time, you know, we've only been doing these shows for a couple months, and, you know, they're starting to pick up. People are starting to pick really catch on to what we're trying to do. We're trying to move in a positive way. We're trying to enlighten people with knowledge that most people don't get on a regular basis, especially in Hollywood, just knowing that a lot of things are based on negativity. You know, one thing we pride ourselves on is trying to be able to, you know, lift people up positive, you know, and doing good things, not only creating your own lanes, but staying positive within your own lane and not compromising yourself or your family members or anything else in order to be able to do some special things out here in Hollywood. And, you know, we're grateful to be able to do those things. And one thing we have to thank is God, because, you know, he gives us the strength to be able to be ourselves and have enough strength to be able to go against the grain and do things differently, you know. And one thing me and Mr. Zulu all talk about all the time is, it's understanding that, you know, it takes patience, it takes time, it takes a lot of dedication, it takes faith, it takes prayer, and it takes, you know, a hard-working mind and soul in order to continue to do some of the things you want to reach and accomplish your goals. You know, and sometimes people feel like it happens overnight, but it's not an overnight process. It takes mindless, I mean, just hours of just mind brainstorming, just trying to figure out different ways and just working. So I want to know, is the boy Needles, is he on QE?
Yep, I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
What's up, boy?
Hello. What up, man? What's cracking with you?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Out here, man, doing the bed, yo.
All right.
For those who don't know.
So, what did you say? You said, I didn't hear what you said.
Introduce the world to yourself, bro.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Needles. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. Producer a little, you know, stuff a little bit of everybody from, you know, from 50 Cent to Drake, to Bruno Mars, to Lupe Fiasco and Ludacris. Yeah, man, I live in Atlanta now, and I'm still on the grind.
That's what's up, man. It's definitely good to hear from you, man. I want to thank you once again for joining us for Sports and Music with Mo Agher. You know, just a little introduction on how me and you met. We met through the homeboy Corey back in Lansing, East Lansing.
Wow, yeah.
You know what, man, you know, even when I was making beats back then, you know, a lot of people was like, all right, what is he doing? Why is he doing this, that, and the other? You know, and it was a privilege to be able to meet you because, for one, you know, I felt like you were a fan of Michigan State and our basketball team at the time. But,
yeah.
I feel like you saw a little potential in myself at that time, man. To this day, I still have the drum kit that you gave me that still got the banging sounds. I still, you know, with you talking everything, you know, because I feel like I've come a long way from that time. And it feels good to know that, you know, I'm able to still talk to people that was back then when I was pursuing this music thing and playing basketball at the same time.
Definitely. That was dope, man. I mean, I grew up wanting to be a hooper, so I was up there like, my boy's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was you know, just happy to be there. So I thought it was interesting that, you know, that we kind of both were, you know, doing different things, but at the same time, you know, I definitely thought, you know, I still do think you got a lot of talent, and yeah, I think it's dope that, I mean, you're still going after it. I think that's really dope.
Man, I appreciate it. So what's new on your plate, man? What have you been working on? First of all, I hope it's not too late, but, you know, I want to congratulate you on that Bruno Mars situation, man, that a good Grammy, man, you know, something that we all strive for.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You know, I really, I grew up on hip hop, and you know, that record was different for me. It was a different look. You know, it just opened me up to a different market and a more lucrative market. Some, you know, people that pay on time and you know, it was a really dope look. I actually did that record, the Bruno Mars record for Lupe originally, but he didn't take it. And Bruno ended up keeping it for himself. So, man, God just works in crazy ways, and that record just took off. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. But I kind of, like, took that and kind of really, at the same time, where I was supposed to go back and do a whole bunch of pop records and stuff like that, I actually went back and did, like, my little passion project, a project that I really wanted to kind of, like, get off my chest. So I've been working with this cat. His name is Honor English. This artist out of Trenton, New Jersey, and I've been working with him really a lot for the last, you know, few years. You know, I've done stuff, some random stuff here and there. You know, I did this record for this group called Lonely Island, which is it's actually just kind of non-traditional, kind of comedic kind of group. But the song had Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar on it, and it kind of blew up earlier this year. So That was like an unexpected look. And, you know, I still, you know, GZ cut a couple records, 2 Chainz still cut a couple records, and I'm still working. But, you know, I definitely want to try to almost move into the next phase of my career, which is like finding artists, developing talent, and getting them signed. That's kind of where I see myself transitioning to.
Yeah, that's important. You know what? Speaking of, your boy Delaney actually just moved into a studio right next door to me. So we spent some time together yesterday. We kicked up about an hour, and we just talked about different things as far as, you know, just different things, being a producer, signing talent. I think that's very important. That's one thing I had to learn, you know. Getting placements are cool. You know, it's pretty cool, but I feel like some of the greatest producers have been able to actually produce a talent. and develop them, and that's what blows you up as a producer. It's like, oh, this guy is responsible for somebody's career/life, you know?
Exactly. Now that's it's probably the most important thing. If you kind of look back at the kind of the history of, you know, successful producers, you had Timberland, and you know he did most of Missy, he did Genuine, he did, you know, a lot of that stuff early on. You got even cast, you know, Just Blaze and Kanye, they did a majority of the Blueprint. Even newer casts like Boy Wonder and 40, like, you know, they're pretty much responsible for Drake's sound. So it's kind of like, you know, you need those, you know, if somebody hears one song on an album and they think it's hot, it's cool. But if you hear like 3 or 4 joints that are crazy, then people think, you know, your odds, the odds of you, you know, producing another joint are in their favor. So I definitely think that's the way to go. I haven't had that really in my career, and I'm trying to get that now. So I mean, it's really important to, you know, to the longevity, and really is though for me, because it allows me to be creative, and you know, I'm not in a box, or I don't feel like I have to make this kind of beat. It's just me being a real hands on in the project and just really, really full out producing these cats. I mean, the way the industry is now, you're not really producing the cats. You're sending stuff off, and they're kind of doing whatever they want to do. Or
right.
sometimes you're in a studio, but sometimes, like for me, you know, I was a relatively new cat working with a lot of established artists. So, you know, it's hard to be the rookie coming in, you know, trying to tell 50 Cent what to do, you know, or stuff like that. So it's just a dope feeling to be able to like be really hands on and really have your input. And then at the same time, having people really like it at the same time. So I think that's really dope.
Absolutely, bro. Let's talk about how you got your big break. You know, what were some of the records, or what was the process and the mindset that you were going through before you actually had your big break? Because I feel like it's a lot of young producers out there, such as myself, and artists that, you know, go through a lot. I mean, I know it was different back then than it is now, but what are some of the things that you, some of the discouragement, some of the times you were like, man, this ain't it? Like, what was the process during that whole time?
You know what, man? To be honest, for me, my career is like a little different. Like, I started producing really late in the game. I think I was like 22 or 20, probably like 20, almost, I don't forget, like maybe like almost 24 or something like that. When I really, really, really got into it, it wasn't something that I was trying to do since I was young. You know what I'm saying? I was a DJ before, and I went to school. I went to NYU for grad school, and they had a music business program, and for me, it was great because it was just in New York, around just where at the time was where, you know, it was really popping in New York. So for me, you know, I did an internship with Bad Boy, and that just kind of opened my eyes to the fact that, like, I didn't want to be on the business side of it. I thought it was, you know, a lot of ass kissing and stuff like that. So I producing for me, it wasn't like, you know, I definitely worked really, really hard, and I spent a lot of hours kind of developing my sound. But for me, I just met the right people at the right time, and my career just kind of really jumped off. My first record was with, I said my first semi-big record was with this group of Rough Riders. You know, it was DMX and all them. You know, it was Volume 3 of their compilation album. And, you know, I thought I was going to do really good. You know, I got my first decent-sized check, and, you know, once I got that check, I thought I was going to be good from then on, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, fast forward 3 months later, I was flat broke, you know what I'm saying, trying to get my next placement, not having any money, and, you know, late on rent, and, you know, still working hard, but, you know, it definitely was some hard times starting out, you know, and it really took another couple years or a year and a half or something like that before I got my next real placement or a substantial amount of money to kind of hold me over. So, you know, but I mean, I really just kind of hung in there, you know, there was definitely times that people would question me, like, yo, you know, you want to go get a job? You go, what are you doing with your life? You know, are you really going to do this full time? But I kind of found a way to keep doing it, and it kind of just, it kind of paid off. So, or it has paid off. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you know, even all throughout your career, even if you have big records, there's definitely a lot of peaks and valleys, and it's just like, being in the game for so long, I've learned how to kind of manage them so I'm not too high, not too low, and just really about stacking your money, paying your taxes, and just trying to, you know, for me, the big thing is just teamwork. Like right now, just, you know, getting people around you and to kind of delegate some things so you don't have to work as hard or just work smarter, you know.
Right. You know, and that's one thing I always respected about you. That's one thing me and Delaney talked about, you being a producer who was able to not only make your mark in the game, but do it behind, you know, you never seemed like you was one of those guys that always wanted to be on the camera, and you wanted to be in the background. You wanted to make beats and, you know, and get your joints off and, you know, and be heard. So I always respected that part about you, your career. And me personally, as a producer now, I'm learning. I'm in society to where I have to be able to do everything, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, music is just the platform to be able to open up doors for everything else and use those outlets, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to be the total package nowadays in order, because, I mean, I remember at one point I just wanted to make beats and thought that was just going to be it, but I'm learning that it's not, there's so much more to it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even outside of music, like I've taken the money I made from music. I have two boutiques, you know, my wife that we run, and trying to do some real estate stuff and just, you know, really just diversifying and make sure that, you know, if something happens down the road, you know, you're kind of taken care of. So, you know, and then going back to just on the music side, right now, like I'm A&R and producing, marketing, styling, doing everything on this project. So it's like you definitely got to, you know, wear a lot of hats when you're trying to kind of start your own thing sometimes. But eventually you kind of run into people, you know, like-minded people that are cool, you know, that you can see yourself working with and just start to develop a team. And that's, you know, on the business side, on the music side, like I work with a couple young producers, you know, a lot of musicians now, and it's really helped kind of broaden my sound and just make me just a more, you know, well-rounded producer.
Definitely, man. Let me ask you this. You know, you got the hip-hop world. We have the crossover pop. Explain to us the difference, for those who don't know, business-wise, dealing with hip-hop versus dealing with the pop era?
Well, I mean, it's just, with pop, there's just so many more radio stations, and it has, you know, if you're able to chart pretty good, it just reaches so many more people. Like, and, you know, in our community or whatever, we kind of think, like, rap is, like, the biggest stuff ever. Like, if Rick Ross has a huge song or whatever, you kind of think, like, it's, you know, like everybody in the world is peeping it. But, you know, if you look on iTunes charts, like rap music doesn't even really chart like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, if you look on the Billboard, rap music doesn't really, I mean, you have, you know, a few like Drake charts pretty high, and you have some artists, but for the most part, compared to, you know, cats like Bruno and Katy Perry and Maroon 5 and them, there's no comparison as far as, you know, the amount of looks they get, the amount of opportunities for licensing and for movies and all that stuff that pop music has that rap doesn't have, because rap kind of has this negative kind of connotation to it. So I think that it's just it's more lucrative, and they normally pay on time. You don't have to chase people down and it's just, I don't know, it's just a more streamlined kind of thing. If they like the song, I mean, it's always politics, but I feel like it's just a little bit less politics. It's more straightforward.
Right. Yeah, you know what? You know. Honestly, let me be completely honest. I feel like the times I've dealt with R&B slash hip hop, I mean, top artists, I feel like it's been more of a smoother process and things get taken mm-hmm. care of. You know, I don't have to worry about, like you said, chasing people enough for money. You know, they send it right to the, you know, to yeah. the PayPal or whatever, however you handle your business. It's like they're more apt to handle their business. Which leads me to my new question. Do you feel like, let me ask you, this is an honest question. Do you feel like the hip hop community is disloyal in a sense?
I mean, not necessarily. Like, I don't think so as, I don't know, it's kind of depending on how you look at it. But, like, as to producers, I don't think that they're this. What do you mean disloyal? Like, as far as just all the stuff that goes behind the scenes? That type of thing?
Say we have an artist. Mm-hmm. Dope artist. I'm going to use 50 Cent. 50 Cent is an example. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent shut down a time period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it got to the point where 50 Cent was winning so much where it's like, all right, well, you know, they kind of jumped ship. Versus, you know, just sticking with them and it's like, all right, they almost feel like, basically, I'm just saying, it seems like the black community, it seems like we're not as loyal as we should be musically. Because you look at a hip-hop artist that can last maybe for a couple years, he might die out, but you look at a Maroon 5 that can last forever.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, just on like a fan loyalty base or just like, but yeah, no, I definitely feel you on that. Like if you get to a certain point with hip-hop, it's hard to maintain your, I guess, your credibility or, I don't know, something about black people that we always want the newest something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something about us that's just, we have to have the newest something that nobody else has or you know, it's really interesting. That's why it's when you have somebody like Jay-Z that's been in the game for so long, it's such a rare thing. But with other artists, like a lot of the pop artists, they could tour forever. You know,
right.
Like their fans will be there just screaming just as loud. But I feel that, like, yeah, definitely with hip hop, your shelf life or the amount of time you're on top is, I think, is shorter, and the fans are always moving on, you know, to the next thing. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Definitely. And one thing I've noticed, like, with my music is, like, most of my fans have been either whites or Asians. I have no problem with it. But sometimes I'm like, hey, where my people's at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's cool.
Yeah.
At the same time,
Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just really think it's interesting, like, you'll have an artist like A$AP Rocky or somebody that's, like, you know, hood or whatever. You see the videos or whatever. But then you'll see the show, even 2 Chainz, all these artists. And then you'll see their shows, and it's all, you know, predominantly, you know, white people, which is, I think that's
right.
So interesting when they start out kind of like in the hood. But then when you go to the shows, I rarely see, you know, these big shows with, you know, all black people. It's I don't know. It's that whole phenomenon is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a whole other segment right there, just trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
how that situation. Let me ask you this. How do you feel hoops and, well, not really hoops, but sports and music go hand in hand?
You know, I mean, it's you know, everybody kind of grows up wanting the ball or wanting the rap. It's kind of like, you know, especially in my generation, they definitely go hand in hand. You know, that's why you see, like I said, cats like Jay-Z, you know, trying to, you know, be agents because they just work so well together. It's like, you know, hooping is, you know, it's definitely a worldwide thing. But I mean, you know, us growing up as kids, I mean, it's just what you want to do. They just, I don't know, it's always been like that. It's definitely been hand in hand. You've always, I don't know, everybody wants to be a hooper. Everybody wants to be a rapper too. I don't know, it's an interesting thing, man.
Real talk, man. We all know sports and music go hand in hand. And that's where I pretty much found a niche, man. That's where the show pretty much came about. You know, I spent some time in the NBA, and now I'm pretty much doing music full time. And I mean, that goes back to what you said earlier about a sacrifice. You know, you know, when people start second guessing you and this, that, and the other, it's a strong mind. Like, it takes a really, really strong and brave mind to be able to not only chase after a dream, but do something that you really love, that you really believe in. How important do you think it is to be able to just, man, or just do you and not really worry about other people thinking, just do what you love?
Yeah, no, it's the best decision. You know, it's just like, it doesn't feel like work. You know what I mean? Working hard is something you love. It doesn't feel like it's a job. You know what I mean? It's just, if you have a passion for it, it's the best way to live. You know, unfortunately, I've been able to live like that. My wife has been able to live out her dreams as far as having, you know, boutiques and being a store owner and things like that. So it's just like, you know, it's definitely worth the hard work, the sacrifice, the hard days, you know, just doing it because you're going to have a passion for it. And you kind of just figure it out one way or another, whether you make, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or you make, you know, $100,000 or whatever at it, it still doesn't feel like work. And you'll just go through life just having a better mindset, I definitely, but like I said, even though maybe working for yourself, chasing your dream, I think that people need to understand, like, it really is a lot of hard work, and you really have discipline to do it. You know, you really have to treat it like there are no plan Bs once you make that decision. So, I wouldn't go another route.
That's what's up, man. Once again, I would love to, you know, get a chance to connect with you, man. I need to come out to Atlanta sometime soon, man. We haven't seen each other in years, bro. Sit down, listen to some beats, and go from there, bro. But I got to thank you again for joining us for Sports and Music, man. I know you're a busy guy. I know you need to go back to making those hits, dog. And definitely Smart Tech, man. And, I'm going to definitely tell Delaney I had you on. And he's right down the hallway now. So we're going to make it happen, bro. So thanks again for joining us. That's Needles, y'all.
Okay. All right. I'll holler at you, man. Let's stay in touch.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Peace.
That's the boy Needles, DJ Needles, one of the dopest producers in the game right now. He produced hits for Bruno Mars, Drake, Lil Wayne, Jeezy, you know, the list goes on. And those, you know, he's a guy I looked up to for years. Hopefully I'll be able to fill some of those shoes eventually, but you know, right now we still working, man. This Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. We about to take this quick commercial break and be right back. Easy Way Broadcasting, let's get it.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com. Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIsGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yeah, Sports and Music with Mo Ager. We like that. Just like we left. What it do? Liddell Hart, I know you online. What up?
What's up, Mo Ager? Mo Ager, what's up, man?
Man, chilling. Just got off the line with one of my other homies, a dope producer. He's from Michigan, too, from that good Mitten. How you doing,
yeah,
man? Introduce the world to Mr. Liddell Hart, man. I'm having a hard time not calling you Jig, but we dropped that. That's all right, Liddell
yeah,
Hart.
Man. Yeah, man, Liddell Hart, man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I actually just stepped out of the crib. I was in the middle of choreographing. I got to teach a little dance class tonight. So I just wanted to come out and set some time aside, man, to come on and kick it with you, bro.
That's what it is. Let's talk about you, man. What you got going on, man? What you doing these days?
Man, I got a lot going on, man. You know, I'm a dad. I'm a dad and of two beautiful kids. Shout out to my kids, Layla and Jaden. I'm a husband. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Danielle Hart. And, you know, that right there, man, being a family man is definitely a job in itself. You know, so I just been doing that, man, you know, because that's pretty much the, you know, one of my driving forces, man, that kind of keep me motivated, keeping me moving. And, I just been working, man. Like, I've really been finding out a lot about who I am, you know, finding out, you know, my identity and really walking into it, you know. And as you said, you know, you kind of having a hard time, you know, dropping the name Jig. You know, I'm still kind of getting used to it myself, man. You know, I've been Jig for a long time, man, for like 10 to 12 years. And you know, just a few months ago, I just dropped it. You know, it was just time, man. I came to a point in my life where it's just time for me to really, really, like I said before, embrace my true identity and come into who I really am. You know what I mean? God gave me the name Liddell Hart, so, you know, I just felt that it was really just time for me to, you know, find out who that person is. So every day is just a learning experience, new journeys, new levels, and I'm staying busy, man. A lot going on.
That's really cool, man. Let's tell our listeners how important it is to be able to not only reinvent yourself, but, you know, come to a point where it's like, okay, there had to be some self-evaluating going on at that point, right, where you're like, oh, well, should I change my name? Should I do this, that, and the other? You have to self-evaluate. And I feel like self-evaluation is so underrated nowadays. I feel like the more people that self-evaluate themselves, those are the ones that end up being successful, because not only they're man or woman enough to understand that it's a time for a change, but, you know, it's periods in your life where you're like, man, I got to do something different, man. How important do you feel like it, you know, it is to be able to, you know, make those decisions in your life?
I think it's very important. it can be very, very tough to do, you know, because, you know, for just speaking for myself, man, you know, I've become attached. Well, I was attached to, you know, to Jig. I was attached to that name for a long, long, long time. And, you know, so, you know, trying to step away from the self-evaluation and looking at myself and, you know, trying to to the next level. And you know, it definitely can be a struggle, you know, because you get used to a lot of different patterns and, you know, you get used to the cycle, you know. So a lot of times stepping out of our comfort zone, you know, it's tough, but it's good. You know, you're like, when you're being stretched, man, you know, when you're being stretched, it's, you know, being stressed and being pulled, it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, and just naturally, too. You know, if somebody pulling you, you know, pulling your arms and pulling your legs in different direction, man, it hurts. You know, so, you know, but hurting, you know, sometimes you gotta hurt. Sometimes you need to hurt, you know, in order to break some things off of your life. You know what I'm saying? And so once you get that self evaluation down and you start looking over your life, man, you'll start you know, really just seeing that, that you can never get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we get comfortable in complacency. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get comfortable in routine and comfortable and just doing the same thing over and over and over again, man. So I think it's very important to self-evaluate, man, quite often. You know, not every few years. Like, man, I think it's often to do it, like, every 3 to 6 months, you know what I mean? Because we're constantly growing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're constantly, like, every day we're growing, we're evolving. We're never, you know, we're never just at a standstill. You know, God created us to be creators. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so we, you know, as we're growing, we're also growing new limbs and different things like that, new branches on us. To be able to constantly create and to be able to produce new fruit, you know?
Yeah, that's so important because me personally, I take a lot of time to self-evaluate where I am currently in life, you know? I think about the decisions I've made in the past. I think about my attitude for that day, you know? Sometimes, you know, one thing I've been trying to do more of, you know, outside of praying and reading is meditate, you know?
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes out the day, go to the gym, wherever you want to go, do some stretching and just sit there and meditate and really control your thoughts, control your mind and not let the world and the outside persons of the world, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, whatever it may be, the success, overcome your mind and controlling your thoughts. And I feel like it's helpful, you know, it leads to a peaceful day, it leads to a peaceful mind, it's something different. And I think that's very important. I had a conversation with another producer today at the gym. We talked about how important it is to be able to look at your life and see if things working or not, because you know you could be doing the same thing every single day and it's not really working for you, which
Absolutely.
Can be discouraging, which can be hurtful because you feel like you're trying hard and you're doing certain things to be able to move forward, but they're not necessarily working. So you
Absolutely.
Have to go back, take some time. You know, really evaluate with some brainstorming and figure out what you can do next in order to be able to accomplish some of your goals and your dreams. And
it's
very, very, very important, man. Let's talk about some of the things me and you worked on, man. Obviously, you're on my album 3 times. You know, you're on the Stink Pink Gator song. Obviously, I'm talking about Detroit, Michigan on a record. So, of course, it's one of my favorite records, man. I'm talking about my childhood. I'm talking about where I'm at now. You know, and you featured on that record. You featured on 31. That's a very special record because that goes out to that special someone, obviously. And you're on Everything Official. You know, that Everything Official has been for a very long time, man, because Everything Official dialed. And talk about that whole process, bro. You know, I got back from Africa, man. We got in here and we worked on the album, man. You was a big part of it, man, so I want to thank you.
Thank you, man, for giving me the opportunity, man, to get in there and create with you, man. Me and Mo, we met, man, what would you say, maybe almost a year ago?
I want to say, man, probably close to August. I want to say August.
Yeah, something like that.
Know,
man, it seemed longer than that.
Yeah, it does, because time is flying.
But, yeah, we met around that time, and we actually met through my homie Wit. What's up, Wit, if you listen to me?
Shout out, Wit.
And so, man, I came into the studio and we just start creating. We just start banging joints out. Like within a week, we had like 7 records. We were just going in, man, vibing. The whole experience is great, man. I like working with Mo, you know, because he has this drive, man, that I really love, and it's very motivating and it's inspiring. Like there's no limits in Mo's world, you know what I mean? And, you know, coming into his booth, you know, at the treehouse. Going into the treehouse, man, I just walked into just a whole nother different world, man. It was just a whole nother world of work ethic. Like, because the thing about Mo, he got, like, 500 records. You know, like, his archive of records is just unlimited, you know? So he would play a record, I'd be like, yo, let's write to this one. Then he'd play another, I'd be like, yo, we got to write this. No, this one, crazy. Da, da, da. And he just kept banging them out, you know? So working with Mo, man, it definitely keeps you going, man. And the whole experience was just, you know, really great. It actually pushed me a lot to really step out as far as a writer too, man, because like I said, he had so many different records. So I was put in a place to where I had to, like, okay, I got to get this one done in this certain amount of time. You know what I mean? So he was challenging me a whole lot, man. So I learned a lot through the process, man, and the outcome was a very, very successful situation. I love the mixtape. I hope everybody's listening. Hope you guys got a copy. And I'm just looking forward to what God has in store for you, man. You know, you definitely are something one of a kind. And I love your heart. I love what you're doing, man. And I'm excited.
Man, I really appreciate it, homie. You know, we have some really good, really, really good records that we have in the archives that I don't feel like the world is ready for yet. And I can't wait to be able to release them. But we
man.
The finger we made yesterday, though.
Ooh. Yeah, man. Yo, we never... Yo, like, we started from scratch, man. Like, we haven't really got in there like that. Started from scratch. Like, I just was kind of, I had a couple song concepts in my head already, man. And he just went in, man. And just, and what we came up with last night was, I think it's going to be something very, very special. Some stadium music kind of joints, man. I'm excited. We only worked on one yesterday, but, you know, and I started working and started writing on some stuff last night. Can't wait for you to hear it, Mo.
Yeah,
and,
no, those haze,
yeah.
Remember the haze were a little low, man. I went ahead and took care of those and rebounced the beat. So now
okay.
We'll be able to email that to you pretty soon. But
sweet.
Yeah, it's a really, really big record. I feel like it's just stadium music. I think it's feel good, stadium, Euro. It has a nice Cape Town, African feel. So I feel like, I'm proud.
I was telling Mo last night too, man. I really wanna. I feel like this project that I'm working on right now, man, is definitely, definitely innovative, man. Like I'm doing some things, man, that nobody's done before. You know, I know a lot of artists say that a lot, man. But I really believe that that I'm on to something, very, very great. I'm gonna just say that, man. Very, very inspiring records, man. Purpose-filled music. You know, if it's not positive, man, and if it doesn't have a purpose, then I can't have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just saying. You know, I haven't heard your new music until yesterday, and I'm really proud that you're stepping outside the box. You're not doing the norm. You're not afraid, because I feel like. And music, man, you just can't be afraid to try new things and just see what happens. And if you're good at something, man, just go ahead and be great, man.
And
I'm good to hear that you know, really stepping outside your box and doing other things. And
thank you, man. Thank
definitely
you.
Definitely inspired me at the moment. You know, it's got me like, well, I think I want to just continue to just make those type of records because, you know what, they're fun to make. And I feel like they last longer. You know, they're big records. And, you know, one thing me and Mr. Needles just got done talking about was just pop records and crossover type records. You know, they obviously have more appeal because he said, you know, they has more radio stations. There's more people that it can actually reach and touch. So
yeah.
I think it's very important to be able to, you know, make broader music with not only just your city, but for the world.
Yeah.
Like that's something you're doing right now, and I want to be a part of it.
Thank you, man. I'm glad to have you a part of it, man. It's definitely an honor. You know, and one of the things, man, that's really in front of me right now, man. You know, a lot of times we come into this music industry, you know, thinking that we have to sound like somebody or we have to act a certain way in order to get on. You know, in order to get a deal, in order to get this and that. You know what I mean? But you know, I've had a whole change. In my mindset, man, you know, and just the bottom line for me, man, you know, I'm not trying to preach or anything like that, but in the Bible, in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added. You know, so for me, man, I've literally put God at the forefront of every single thing in my life, man, and that's just it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just it. So, like, he's the main focus for me. And the moment that I made him the main focus, literally, bro, everything else just fell into place, man. You know, so, and, you know, and I just want to encourage everybody, don't be afraid to take a stand, you know, for what you believe in. Like, stand, like, if you believe in God, like, yo, stand on it because it works. You know, like, it really works, man. And keep in mind that whatever you do for Christ, it'll last. Everything that you do and only what you do for Christ will last. And if God is before you, no, who can be against you? You feel me?
Exactly.
So going in, I said all that to say, me going into the music industry, I have that mindset now where I'm not scared of nothing. Like, I don't care what an exec says or, you know, or trying to, like, tell me to change, you know, who I am and, you know, going to, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff. You know how it works. You know, but, like, I'm on a mission, bro. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm confident in it, and I'm excited, and I'm just like, yo, let's do it. Like, wherever, you know, wherever the boat is going, like, yeah. I'm just riding the boat, bro.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to come out, you know, not only to live life, but if you want to be in some type of industry, I feel like it's so important to have some type of foundation. And obviously, like, God has been my foundation throughout my whole life, ever since I was born. And without that type of foundation and that love and that grace and mercy from him, I have no chance. So, I want to be able to make it in order to be able to continue to give God the glory, because we can't fool ourselves, man. There's a lot of things in this world that could be a lot worse if it wasn't for God's grace.
Absolutely, man.
No man can tell me what to talk about, what to write about, because it's not really that serious, because I'd rather please him than please anyone on this earth, because at the end of the day, I know where my blessings come from. That's almost
exactly.
Like, that is biting the hand that feeds you. So why would I tick him off when I need him? Because
right.
This could be where I'm absolutely on my last. I can be at the bottom, but who can I really turn to that's really, really going to pull me out? And it's obviously God, so it's good to hear other
Dude.
Brothers that's in the industry that, you know, holds that dear, because, you know, it's something that people don't talk about as much, because, you know, we have so much blasphemy, we have so many people disrespecting God in so many different ways.
I'm sorry to cut you off, man. And speaking of that stuff, man, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, like I just want to just please God. That's all. Like, I don't care. You know, I don't care who's gonna like me, or I don't care who's gonna, like, you know, hate me or whatever. I don't care. Like, that's not a goal of mine to get you to like me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like my only thing, like, yo, I just want to be, you know, good in God's eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's about for me. You know, like music is just a like a stepping stone or just another element to this whole thing. Like, it's a passion inside of me that I have, and I'm just using it for his glory, man. And that's it. Like, I used to want to be famous. You know what I mean? That used to be a goal of mine. I used to want that. Like, I used to want my name in lights, you know, but now, like, none of that stuff matters, bro. It doesn't matter. Like,
if we look at all the people that's famous, and let's be completely honest, if we look at all the famous people in the world and the ones that's always in the limelight, we can obviously look at them and tell they're not happy. So I feel like living life is about being happy and being respected for your craft, being respected for what you're doing. I feel like those things will last a lot longer. You can live a regular life. Me personally, I just want to be able to do what I love and have a good living from it, man, and go from there.
That's it.
You know,
That's it, bro.
Take advantage of opportunities that happen, man. It's no more, no less, man. I don't really care about being super famous because, you know, man, it's just, I don't know, man. I see what fame does. I see what it does to people in general.
Yeah.
I'd rather be wealthy, take care of my family, give back to the kingdom, man, and be happy, dog. I feel like that means a lot more to me than just being the most famous person in the world. You feel me?
That's it, man. You said it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, man. We can't forget about your dance, man. Come on, man. Come on. We know you do music, but, like, come on. Talk about your other crafts, baby.
I'm also a dancer and a choreographer. I teach classes here and there. Actually, today, man, you know, if there's any listeners in the Los Angeles area, there is a new studio called the Art Dance Lounge. It's 11135 Weddington Street. It's in North Hollywood, right across from the 24-Hour Fitness. And classes there are free. It's an amazing situation that they have going on. For more information, you guys can go check out everything everything about what the ARC is doing. And it's on thearcnoho.com. And it's actually a facility. It's a couple facilities that our church had created for the community, man, to help artists and just to help the community, man, just to be able to have things for people to, to provide resources for the community. And it's amazing. They have free insanity classes, free salsa classes, hip-hop dance classes, all of your top industry choreographers, man, they teach there, and they're all free. It's an amazing thing. Check it out. And, you know, that too, man, and one of the things I'm excited about, I thank God for the gift of dance because I'm able to use that creativity in my artistry. Me being an artist, there's really not a lot of people that could actually step away from the microphone and also create their own show. You know what I mean? Like I can create my own movement. I can choreograph a show if I want. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a blessing. I'm excited about it. I think that's it.
Yeah, man, the art program is awesome. You know, I've been able to do some good things with them. You know, they give back to charity every Monday and Tuesday. Well, I think Tuesday and Wednesdays they go downtown, you know, pass out clothes and food to the homeless.
Yes, sir.
Which is something that, you know, I feel like it's a blessing to be able to help others. I feel like that's special, too. You know, I went to a Keith Harris panel last week, and it was actually held at the Institute. You know, it was a free. So I think everybody should take advantage of those perks out here in Hollywood. I mean, North Hollywood is right across from the 24-Hour Fitness. You know, what's the actual contact for people to actually look up different things so they can, you know, partake these events?
You can go to thearcnoho.com.
Okay.
Yep. And you can you can connect in to the dance studio, to the resource center. To everything that's going on at the church, One Church International, and everything, man. Big shout out to our pastor, Pastor Tory Roberts. He's an amazing, amazing man of God, doing an amazing thing for not just the community, but for the world. He's definitely been a blessing in my life, me and my family's life.
That's great, man. So how can we find you? What's your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagrams?
Man, everything's Ladarryl Hart, man. LadarrylHart. That's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. That's my Facebook. I also have a website coming very, 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 very soon. Not going to tell you the website yet. Just got a couple more things we got to lock down. But we're going to launch it. I got new music coming soon. Very, 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 very excited about the music that I have. I can't wait to share it with you guys. And I just want to real quick just give a big shout-out to my management, the Guardian Agency, Mr. Martin Rakoff, Quentin Gilkey. Thank you guys so much for believing in me and for everything that you've done so far. And I'm really, really excited for the relationship that God has put together for us. I'm excited for the future. And big, big things getting ready to pop off through the Guardian Agency. So just wanted to drop that into everybody's ears. I'm excited. And, yeah, man.
Let's get it, man. Y'all heard it. I want to thank you again, Ladarryl, for joining us today on Sports and Music with Mo Egger. I'm sure we'll be connecting here soon. And good luck throughout the rest of this week, man. And go for it, bro.
Thanks a lot, bro. I appreciate you having me, man. God bless. And, guys, take it easy.
That's what it is. All right, guys. We conclude our segment of Sports and Music with Mo Egger. We'll be back next week the same time, Easy Way Broadcasting. And the website for Easy Way Broadcasting should be up very soon, so be looking forward to that. And in the meanwhile, Mr. Zuli, you already know I'm going to say it, www.moeager.com. That's moeager.com. Check us out. And we out here winning, working hard. God bless, and see you guys next week.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.